Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Hear and Be Healed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you would turn in the scriptures this evening, please, to Exodus, the 15th chapter, and then we'll go to Luke, the 5th chapter. We began a new series last week called Hear and Be Healed. Hallelujah. Hear and Be Healed. And the Lord quickened us in the service that it's His will and that we are to experience an increase of healings in our midst. Amen. People being healed like popcorn popping. Yes. Well, that sounds good, doesn't it? Yes. So be it. You know, healing has always been a big part of what God does in the earth. We were about to read Exodus. God revealed Himself to His first covenant people, Israel, as their healer. And when Jesus came, His earthly ministry, He spent an enormous amount of time ministering healing to people. Didn't He? Yes. This continued throughout the book of Acts in the early days of the church. Well, why would we think it has changed? He doesn't change. Amen. So healing's big to Him. If it's big to Him, ought to be big to us. Amen. Right? Yes. Ought to be big to us. Exodus 15 and 26. 15:26, He said, "If you'll diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God." Now let's just stop right here. What does this begin with? What's the title of the series? Hear and Be Healed. This starts with an if, doesn't it? If you do something, I'm going to do something. Now, many have twisted they have replaced the Word of God with the traditions of men. And one of the most subtle and dangerous doctrines in the church is that called the sovereignty of God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is everybody listening?
Yes, sir.
And it sounds like it's honoring God and like it's a higher level of submission and awe to Him and His will, and yet it's an underhanded way of blatantly contradicting the Scriptures. Yeah. People leave the impression that everything's up to God, and that everything that's happening, whether we understand it or not, is His will. But no, many verses start off with an if. Is that right? Yeah. If. If God is controlling everything, no matter what, there can be no if. There is no if. It's just God's going to do what God's going to do. Period. No if you do this or that, He's going to do or not going to do. No, it can't be any if God really is in control of everything and doing everything. There can be no if. But if there's an if, then that means it's not all up to Him. He's left something up to us. And that we're going to have a different outcome depending on what we do or don't do. If we make a bad choice, how is that God's fault? If we choose to ignore what He said and do something different than what He directed, how is the outcome of that the will of God? That's equal to saying our disobedience was His plan. Our refusal to obey was His will, because everything is somehow the will and plan of God. No, no, no. God has really created us with a completely independent free will. We can choose to love Him or hate Him. We can choose to follow Him or run away from Him. Right. We can choose to obey Him or rebel against Him. And sadly, much of the world has rejected Him and disobeyed Him, which is why the world's in the mess that it's in. Because when you reject God, you just rejected and pushed out your source, your protector, your healer, your provider. Come on, can you see this? When you push Him out, you're going to have a collapse. You're going to have destruction, stealing and killing and destroying the work of the enemy. If you don't want Him, there's only one other choice. People say, no, I'm my own man. I'm doing my own thing. You're kidding. There's no such thing as a man or woman living independently in this earth of any spiritual forces. You're yielding to one or you're yielding to the other. Hmm? And if God is not your God, Satan is. Whether you acknowledge it or not, it's a fact. Jesus told some of the most religious people of His day, you are of your father the devil. That's why they made Him so mad. They wanted to kill Him right then. They wanted to stone Him. That's one of the reasons why they pushed His crucifixion. They hated Him because of these things. But He wasn't trying to be mean or slandering them. He's telling them the truth. And if you'll accept the truth will do what for you? It won't hurt you. It'll make you free. They needed major repentance. They needed to come to Him. Amen. Get saved, get forgiven, get released. I mean, the church is about to happen, right? They could have been a big part of it. Some of them were. Most of them were not. But what does this verse begin with? If you'll do what? Diligently hearken. We'd say if you'll listen. If you'll listen to the voice of the Lord your God and what? We'll do it. Do what's right in His sight. Give ear to His commandments. Keep all His statutes. I'll put none of these diseases upon you which I brought upon the Egyptians. This is judgment talk. For I am the Lord that heals you.
Amen.
They weren't the Egyptians. They weren't His people. And God wasn't their God. So He's not their healer. In fact, they're rebelling against Him. But He said, you're my people. So I'm going to protect you from all that stuff. And I'm going to be your healer.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you,
Lord. Well, in this new covenant, is it a better covenant? Or a worse covenant? Did we lose anything by the coming of Jesus? Could you say, boy, I wish I could have been back under the old covenant. I could have a healer. No. Anybody know that a $100 bill is better than a $50 bill? Now, if you don't think so, you're confused. A $100 bill is better. There is no exception. There is no reason why it's not. Better in every way than a 50. Why? Because the 100 has got the 50 in it plus.
That's right.
You know why our covenant is a better covenant than the old? We got everything they had plus. Plus, 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 plus.
Thank you, Lord.
He's still Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals you. Jesus demonstrated it. All through His ministry, healing, 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 healing. It kept on happening in the book of Acts. Continues to this day to everybody that believe it. He said, I am the Lord that heals you. Say it out loud. I am the Lord that heals you. Can you take this verse directly for yourself?
Yes. Hmm?
Is He your God?
Yes.
Are you in covenant with Him through Jesus?
Yes.
Then He's my healer too.
Amen.
Say it out loud. The Lord.
Is my healer.
You are the God that heals me. You're my healer. Just like you're my Savior, you're my healer. You're my protector. You're my provider. Everything you confess that He is to you, He will become to you. How many are settled? He's your Savior. Come on, let me see. Are you settled? Are you struggling with that? Then you should be just as settled that He's your healer.
Amen.
Because he said he is. I am the Lord that heals you. Go with me over to Luke 5 and let's look further into this. Luke 5. We saw that in the Old Covenant, the Lord revealed himself. I am the Lord that heals you. And he never changes. Nobody can say he used to be. But that's not true. The great I am is always the I am. And he is and always will be the Lord who heals us. In Luke 5 and 15, it says, so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came. They came together to do what?
To hear
and to be healed by him of their infirmities. They didn't just come to be healed. What's mentioned first?
Hearing.
They came to hear. Now there's a lot of folks want to be healed, but they're not so big on hearing. And that's a problem. Because we not only must become convinced that God is our healer and it's his will and he has the ability to heal, but we need to learn how he does it.
Amen.
How he does a thing. We need to learn his ways. The psalmist talked about that one group of people saw his acts, but another people could understand his ways. We don't just want to be marginally aware that God can do a thing. We want to be completely convinced of his will and then move past that to learn how.
Amen.
Oh, come on, when everybody say how.
How
he does it. You know, take for instance, hearing from God. You'll hear me say, and I know a lot of you know exactly what this means, but to some people it's a new thought. I'll say, the Lord told me. The Lord spoke to me. Now, sometimes people hear something like that and they go, that guy thinks he's actually hearing from God. Talking to God. One fellow said, man, all these people, you know, said they heard from God. That scares me. That bothers me. Another fellow said, it's all these people that never hear from God that bother me. Well, is it possible for us to hear from the Lord?
Yes.
Of course, that's a reality to us. But to a lot of people, that just sounds bizarre. They say, man, if you're hearing voices, you need to go be checked out. And that's why a lot of times I'll say, I'm not saying I heard a voice. Though that's possible and that happens too. But just because you heard an audible voice doesn't make it God either.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Hear and Be Healed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.